Thank you. such a way that God came in a whirlwind and a chariot of fire and took him out of this world, and he went to be with the Lord. Only two people so far have left this world without experiencing death. Now, for those of you who know what the Father Dave Ramsey on the radio, you know he says, so he did by life insurance because so far 100% of people died and not left this world without dying. He's not right. He's short just a little bit. David is recording a diary of what he felt when God sent Nathan the prophet after he had sinned with Bathsheba. David says in Psalm 51, "Have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness, according to the multitude of thy tender mercies. Blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. For I acknowledge my transgressions and my sin is ever before me." He said again, my mother conceived me. David is saying, circus his activity through life. He looked like a good man, did he not? There he was with his finest brother, filled with hunger. And here is Jacob with plenty there, trying to feed him with. But before he gave him a morsel, what did he say? He said, "You sell me your birthright." He sold his wife at the point of death. Well, that is his birthright. And so he sold his birthright. Later on, with the help of his mother, again, they're going to see an old dim, blind Isaac. And then the scripture will make him think that Jacob is Esau. And finally, Jacob not only takes the birthright of Esau, he also takes his blessing. Here we find it from the very moment that they come into this world, they were already striving together. In fact, as you read the scriptures, Romans chapter 9, you'll find that even in the womb, their natures were showing up.
Rabbi, we know about it.
and you may not understand that your sins have been paid for. You may still feel the weight and the guilt of sin. In fact, you won't feel the weight and guilt of sin until you're born from above. And once you are, now you have a tendency, as you may come to the fact that you're a sinner, you actually at that point the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ to tell you about what Jesus did for you, and how that he saved you and delivered you from the condemnation of God's holy and moral law. So you get here in John 3, Jesus says that which is born of the flesh is flesh. And just to let us know that that nature continues on. So God has to interrupt the process. And how do you do taking. Paul says, therefore, as by the office of one, judgment came upon all men to condemnation. Even so, by the righteousness of one, the free gift came upon all men unto justification of life. So here the Apostle Paul is establishing the gift of sin into the world because of one man. And that because of that one man's sin, sin passed upon all men, and all men have sinned. Now, verse 19 is establishing the gift is created by the office of one, judgment came to condemnation. sent